This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had a hitter with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch the YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's closeout Friday, everybody. It's closeout Friday.
Yeah?
Close your ass out Friday. You'll be able to relax those cheeks, Toronto, soon. It'll all be over.
We're all dressed appropriately.
We are all dressed appropriately. It's a Vice shirt Friday. Hello, Frog Boy.
Hello.
You know, Leroy, I didn't get to something yesterday. I was so excited about the win. I didn't get to Margos's crazy take on Twitter yesterday.
Okay.
Which, shame on me.
No,
he had an insane take. And I got to hear him out on this.
Way.
This is bananas.
You think this is insane? Of all the takes I've had, this is where you draw the line?
This is a bananas take. Look, I think we can talk. To me, my first thing is I want to block you on Twitter.
What?
But I'm going to let you talk it out. I'm going to let you talk because it's a spicy one. It's spicy. It is. It's a spicy take. But let's get to our headlines, which are brought to us by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai choose for over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. All right. Art God Savvy on Twitter. He tweeted out, Leroy.
Good follow.
On May 15th. Go follow him. I mean, you may not after this, but this is what he tweeted, Leroy. Tune in to Tobin and Leroy today as I explain why this Florida Panthers team is 10 times better than the Big Three Heat team.
Yeah. All right, 10 times maybe a little much.
Do tell.
Maybe a little much. Better. 10 times better. Okay. 10 times, but we're talking at least 5 times better. I'm talking top to bottom.
You're saying they are amongst the best because we're talking in like the history of this team. We're talking like of teams down here, the 80s Canes, the Big Three Heat, the 72-73 Dolphins.
Oh, pff, No way.
You're saying this is better than amongst the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd put them in the Mount Rushmore of best teams.
No, 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 no.
No? No? I'm not asking for a Rushmore.
Wait, wait.
Okay, okay. All right. No, 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 no.
No. Man up. Don't say, oh, they're in the top four all of a sudden.
No, no,
no. That's not what you put on the tweet. That's not what you put on the tweet.
All right,
so don't backtrack all writ.
Listen, we know that Big Three era was some of the best basketball of
the best sports in South Florida.
Yeah, it was very entertaining, for sure. But let us not forget the lulls of this. Let us not forget the J.J. Barea moments. Let us not forget that the Miami Heat Big Three era walked around like that gym guy that skips leg day. You know? Top
wow.
heavy. Very top heavy. We look at these Florida Panthers, and there's guys who I'm like, what? What line is this guy on? And he's scoring a goal here?
When no six scores, this is how you feel?
If LeBron or if D-Wade decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take this series off, there is no way the Miami Heat would be successful. This Florida Panthers team has had an injured Matthew Tkachuk, a very good boy, but sometimes suspended, Aaron Ekblad.
He is a good boy.
Finally, our boy, the Rat King himself, is, you know, deciding to show up.
You have that Ray Allen parallel of stealing a legend from Boston to join in for the second ring.
Absolutely. And sure, he hasn't had the shot yet, but contributing?
Marcos.
Yeah.
I think what you're trying to say is that this is the deepest championship team that I have seen in South Florida.
Yeah, that's
from top to bottom.
Hold on.
This also must be clarified, okay? Because in basketball or football, you can be top heavy. Because those are the guys that play most of the minutes anyway. But in hockey, you have four lines. And so...
But I don't even think any of them are as deep as the Panthers are. The Panthers have 17 guys who have scored for them this year.
Correct.
I don't think this playoffs. I don't think that's been done in over 20 years.
Right. So that's what he
said. Add that to the list. Thank you, guys. You guys
are... No. That's not... Hold on.
I was going to say that, too.
Goodness. Stop it, Marco.
You guys are good.
Stop it.
Dane South says if they win the cup and they lose the next one, they'll be exactly the Big Three Heat.
Yeah.
Or... They would be to four straight... Okay, so they have to go to four straight Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
Win two.
Which is, I mean, crazy.
Hey, we're on pace.
Win two, and they have to be back-to-back at least.
Yeah. I think we're on pace to do that.
Even if they won two out of four, even if they lost this year and then won again, that's still insane. So, like, I'll allow it. But, like, Marcos.
Come on.
You guys are just... But here's the thing.
You're in love with the glamour of the Big Three.
Well, that is part of it, though, right? Like, this is a different thing if we're just talking South Florida scope. Like, the Big Three Heat was, like, a national thing. It was the most talked about team in sports.
Not just Florida.
Like, we're always going to be still second fiddle to that jabroni McDavid up there.
Ugh, hate that guy.
If McDavid came down here and turned his back on Canada, you know, then it would be something. But, I mean, look, they're one of the best teams of all time in South Florida. There's no doubt. Even if they don't win this year, Marcos.
Yeah, but they will, though.
But 10 times better than the Big Three Heat?
Okay, look, first of all, we got a lot of good arguments, but we're not even done. We're not even done with that. If you put the coaching against the coaching, yeah, everyone loved your exposure. He's so good. Yeah, you know, all he had to do was manage a couple egos down there. LeBron and Wade are going to handle it. And don't forget, there was another Hall of Famer by the name of Christopher Bosch. Really, really hard to mesh those guys together. They did it themselves, too, by the way. No one really put this together. No one orchestrated this other than D-Wade and LeBron. They did it themselves. All you had to do was show up. We call that the Larry Coker. You just got to show up. They're going to do
their thing. So you're saying you're dismissing Andy Ellisberg's cap work. You're dismissing all of that stuff.
They said, hey, buddy.
You're dismissing all of that stuff.
We'll take pay cuts.
The cap work is easy when everybody decides to take less money.
I'm telling you. It's just like, hey, we're going to be there. Just make it work for us.
He's literally the only guy who was able to do it in the sport.
Well, you know, I mean, it's very easy when they want to go there.
You know why you can't do it now? Why can't you do it now?
I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about back then. He was the only guy to craft three max spots.
Even back then, though, they weren't getting max. They all took a pay cut.
They took Leroy. They took a haircut off the max.
It's still. Would anybody do that now?
I don't know.
And probably not. Aprons. These stupid
probably not.
Aprons.
I haven't heard of it. I think the last guy to do it was did LeBron do it last year? Didn't he take like a slight under the max or something like that? Because Bronny got signed.
Wink. Think you're right, but nonetheless, that's not my fault, buddy. Zito changed the identity of the team. Went to the
championship. They literally added Shane Battier and Ray Allen those years too, though. It's not like they did
Shane
nothing.
Battier. Okay.
It's 6 threes in the game seven.
Oh, look, guys, Shane Battier
enormous.
Just took another charge. Thanks, Shane. Culture.
They got Birdman on a 10-day.
Birdman, good. He's a good pickup. You know what he reminds me of? Like a Radko Gudas. Remember that guy? Just remember when that guy was around?
I know he's captain of the Ducks
for sure. He's on another team. And Birdman, he eventually flew away as well. The ability for Barry.
You made it sound like LeBron and D Wade came into Pat and say, "We lost Birdman. He flew away."
Sometimes they did.
I understand. This is going to be hard for a lot of us to take.
It's just a crazy take.
The only person that's hard for is you to accept that you're wrong.
No way.
10 times better.
It's just that you guys are just, you're caught up by the layup lines and the
Harlem
Shake.
You're caught up in the moment.
No way. You said it yourself. This is the deepest team. And you guys said 20 years.
Yes,
but I challenge you to go further than that.
And I also put the qualifiers on it. Is that in every other sport, when it gets down to crunch time, your roster shrinks, right?
Yeah.
But in hockey, you still got to play four lines.
I've never seen a better four lines than what I've seen.
I can agree with, but.
You said 10 times, though.
10 times. Yeah. Okay, hold on. We got a lot of reasons thus far.
You have good parallels.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have 10 times better. I think there's a lot of, like, are they on the path? They're never going to be the big three because they're never going to have the outrage of the country. I mean, like, people don't like the Panthers in Canada. But it's not like everybody woke up every day deciding Matthew Tkachuk's legacy.
See, but that's because you live in this United States bubble in Canada.
He's American.
They do wake up and they hate Matthew Tkachuk in Canada.
Nobody loves Matthew Tkachuk except for us.
Everyone hates the Panthers, though. We are the number. We're just in a smaller country. That's why it's not as sensationalized as this American media.
Little Finland.
Look, in Canada right now, you wake up and it's like. You know, they're not necessarily a fan of our president and those damn Florida Panthers. That is on the front page of every newspaper that's going out today and wherever the hell they sell newspapers.
We hate the Panthers.
We hate the Panthers. Yeah, yeah. And also, you know, we're not really a fan.
They write about it every day.
Every day.
Right.
And look, you know, this guy being a fan of them too, Canada just hates us.
Just, you know, we have Canadians on our team, right?
A lot of them.
No, they've been disowned. I've heard what they were saying. I've heard what they've been saying.
They did this Canadian Sam Bennett. They said no more. Yeah. You don't count anymore.
Also,
you're insane.
What about
insane.
Championship parade? You want to talk about swag. How much cooler does it get than bringing the cup to the beach?
That was cool.
I don't even remember the parades.
Just in sports, the Stanley Cup is cooler than any other trophy. Like, it's not even close.
Name me a moment from the Big Three parade. Name a moment.
The thing I remember is LeBron almost getting decapitated.
Look at that. LeBron almost dying.
He was on the bus. He had to go, they all had to duck.
Look at that. That is a blunder is the biggest thing you can remember from two parades. It's crazy.
But technically, I don't think the cup in the ocean was the parade. It was the day after at the Elbow Room.
And you know what was even more epic? A parade in a thunderstorm.
Oh, that was cool.
Also frightening.
Very scary.
Absolutely. But I'm telling you, even the way they celebrated was better. Don't get caught up. You love Dwayne Wade. You love LeBron James. So do I. I get that. It mm-hmm. was a fun thing to watch. But don't get caught up in the pregame dunk contest or the extracurriculars that happen. Because
don't get caught up in people's favorite memories?
Well, it's just like, what are we talking about here? LeBron almost killing himself on the parade route and pregame dunks, a Harlem Shake, a guy with a lot of tattoos, some guy from Duke that takes charges, and an old man from Boston. I don't even remember anything else.
That's literally what Brad Marchand is.
Oh, remember when he got him in a headlock? Ooh, that was good. 10 times better.
Out of you.
10 times.
I respect you going out on a limb.
You didn't help
your
argument.
What?
Yeah, I respect you going out on a limb. You're an idiot, but I respect it.
Time will tell. They go on to win 2 more championships. You'll remember this episode.
Okay. So
you'll remember this day.
So let me get this straight. Yeah. They win this year. Next year is to take the title from the big three, is what you're saying.
Hey, listen, and don't even get me started on those Jokers in 72. Right now, if we take this championship and the next championship, I deserve my own parade.
What? How are you going to get to it limping?
I'll swim. It'll be on the beach.
We'll take a break back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
WQM.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. It is a Friday. We got a lot coming up here tonight. The Panthers are going to look to close out the Maple Leafs in game six in their bond. They're up 3-2 in the series. 8 o'clock puck drop from Amerant Bank Arena. And we're starting off with hot takes here this morning. Although a lot of people are mad at you, Marcos.
Yeah, a lot of people. I kind of
a lot, but not everybody.
Yeah, someone said I was the smartest of all.
I did see that. I saw that Pat, he says, clearly is the smartest of the bunch.
Yeah. I did see also Dade South mention something that I can agree upon. 2001 Canes was a relatively deep team as well. I think I'd probably have the
deepest teams. That's fair. Like as far as like just straight up talent, I mean like the number of talented guys.
Yeah.
I just saying like there is look it is what it is. I love the Panthers a ton. There's just going to be a cultural relevance in America to the big three heat that I mean the Panthers are probably gonna have to three-peat to even be in your argument, even if they match the legacy.
That Heat team had four Hall of Famers on it.
Panthers team has four Hall of Famers.
They probably do have four Hall of Famers.
Yeah. Bob,
they probably do.
Kachuk, Barkov, and
Marchand, probably. Yeah. I mean, no, they probably do, but again, it's one of those things and it's also a different thing because like Dwayne had a championship before the big three, which was kind of the birth of elite basketball having a run. He's an icon already. These guys are in a different spot because they're really birthing the generation of hockey fans in South Florida. Even Maurice was talking about this the other day where he's just like, he goes like, you guys remember that Miami Arena? And he's like, it was like a sauna. You get out of there. It was ridiculous. And now he's like talking about how, you know, this is sharing family generations. So there's also like in the South Florida scope of where they're at right now, they're doing a different thing than the big three did as well.
Well, the Heat already had big fans because they had already won a championship and D-Wade was the guy. Mm-hmm. When they got the big three, it just went over the top. Whereas this is the first, I won't say the first real run because remember with the Rats back in the day. And
I know it's 30 years ago, though. It is a long time ago.
And it's then one they of those had the kind of, the Heat have never had the gap that the Panthers had to now.
Yeah, I just think that the thing is, like, if we just boxed it into South Florida relevance and Florida impressiveness, like the big three, but also. Yeah, you know, so the Panthers could be in line to maybe match legacy for sure as far as they're just winning in their sport, the Heat doing theirs. But Marcos, I mean, it was a story every friggin' day on national television about what's going on with the Miami Heat. And I just don't think the Panthers, just because of the way hockey is treated nationally, I just don't think it could ever have like that lasting ramification of it, even with just their winning possibly being in line to Magic. Because, yeah, this is crazy. I mean, the being in back-to-back Stanley Cup final, you had Kachuk's sternum cracked in the first one.
Rough.
Here's the other thing, Tobin. I'll use me as an example. I was already a big basketball fan when the big three came together. And when the Heat won a championship with D-Wade and Shaq, I was already a big basketball fan. I became more of a hockey fan during this recent run. Right? So I think the Panthers have brought more new fans to the sport. But as far as the Heat, they were already there.
Yeah, there's and no doubt. That's what I'm
incensed and crazy.
That's what I think this Panthers team's legacy is already at and going to be going forward for sure.
So Leroy just admitted to being a bandwagon Panthers fan. No, that's not true. Like, why don't you listen, Smeathan? You listen to what I'm saying.
Okay, look, you guys are right in that sense, but who the hell played for the New Jersey Devils in the 90s? Or like, why do I know them? I know that they were a popular team. The Colorado Avalanche were good at
like
a certain
Martin
point.
Brodeur?
Like, I have no idea who that is, but I know back then, ooh, the Devils. You know, watch out for them. You know,
I understand what you're doing, but like, I still don't. I don't recall everybody hating the Devils nationally.
Oh, they
like,
hated them.
I don't recall like there being outrage of the collective bargaining agreement changed because of the Big Three, because of how furious people were. Like,
not to mention Boston did it first. Let's be clear.
But like, it was one of these things that legitimately like angered. Everybody, grandmas were like, I can't believe LeBron took his talents to South Beach.
Yeah. Jerseys were burned.
Who is that?
She's like a haunt. Like, I'm serious. Like, I think for something like this to happen, because Tkachuk like left, but like Tkachuk was what, 24 when he got down here?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, Tkachuk was an antagonist, but he wasn't the biggest star in the sport.
Right.
You know, like, and so that's what I'm saying. Like, for something equivalent to that to happen, like, let's imagine McDavid loses again to the Panthers in the Stanley Cup final. All right. Or loses this next round. And then it's just like, and he was a free agent and the Panthers had cap space. And he's just like, I can't take it anymore. I can't be with Edmonton. I hate Draisaitl, which I could understand. And then McDavid left for the Cats. Like, just everybody was like the golden child.
Hockey would
left flip. Canada.
Hockey would flip the bleep out.
All that would be like what needs to happen. Because Tkachuk's American, you know, so he's like, I don't want to be in the beach, you know? Like, that was part of the charm of it. So I'm saying, like, for something like that to happen, where it's just like, hey, the McJesus left the Panthers or left the Oilers and came to the Panthers, everybody would be like, what? So,
see, that's not fair, though. Now we're not judging it off of talent, success.
But I understand. I get that.
Okay, outrage.
If you just want to go off talent and success, yes, they could match. They could match. They could, but the one thing I would say is the repeat season, that team was unstoppable in the regular season, too. The Panthers kind of had a weird regular season.
That's fair. That's fair.
Chuck's injury, Ekblad suspension. Ooh. You know, this was like bad. We'll get them in the playoffs. The Heat, after they won in 12, they won 27 straight games the next year.
Yeah, it was a good time. Right. Good time.
But that team was insane.
Yes, but you said
every
there's
time
a chance.
You say but like that, no, it's coming with hot garbage.
No, there's a chance. You admitted there was a chance. If they could pull off a victory this year,
what? I'm not going to dismiss
and a
their
victory next year.
I'm not going to dismiss their championships.
A three-peat, but come on.
Three-peat,
I don't even think that is.
Even if they went four straight and went 2-for-4 and there's a repeat in there, yeah, you have to have the conversation. There's no doubt you have to have the conversation just on sport for sport. It's just, but it is going to, it's always going to miss, and this is, it sucks, but it's always going to miss that, like, this us against the world mentality. There's us against the hockey world. Like, there's no doubt about that.
And Canada.
The Panthers have, there's us against Canada. There's us against the hockey world. There's no doubt you tune in every single night to the post-game shows, the intermission shows, the YouTubers, the podcasts. They all hate this team. Like, there's... That cannot be denied. It just isn't on the scope. But I will say, Marcos, you're an idiot.
Whoa, okay. Okay, I didn't expect that.
But an idiot with some good points.
Yeah!
If they repeat.
If they repeat. Huh?
They got to repeat. Dude. If they lose the next two, then
I
got
to pull out notes to figure out if Marcos is right or not.
These are like future bets. You know, you just set and forget. Check in like 6 months. Still, did this cash in? Oh, it did. He was right.
I don't think you'll let us forget if cashes in.
I'll be here, buddy. I'll be here.
Hopefully you show up that day.
The Chuck injury, you can blame it on Team USA not take care of their players' health. And who was in charge of that? Bill Zito.
Whoa.
Or was there a little something? Mm-hmm. And then Bill Zito's like, hey.
Wink. Wink. Wink.
I want to make some trades. He's like, Matthew, how you feel about the elbow room for the next 2 months? He's like, say less, Mr. Zito. Woo!
Get rest. Say less.
Whoa. You don't think the kids say that?
Oh, they say that. I've heard that.
We'll take a break. We'll hear a little bit from Paul Maurice as we get ready for tonight's. It's a closeout Friday. A little road to repeat coming up. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Yes, we will.
Let's get to that road to repeat brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink.
Florida Panthers.
Oh, a little retro vibe today. Hey, Leroy.
Yes.
That's
yes.
The nicest looking can.
Like, yeah, it is.
The problem is, sign. Like, if you see, like, when you go to the store and you see the back of a lot of cans, they have the same color. So I've accidentally got Astro vibe or something because I saw the gold.
Oh, you saw the gold and you ignored the blueberry.
Yeah.
The blueberry of what it is. Well, pop open a Celsius and kick your feet up and get ready, everybody, because we got ourselves a closeout. Game six tonight as your Florida Panthers welcome in the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. And they will get going at 8 o'clock. You can hear that right here on 560.
They're the only game.
WUAM. They are the lone game tonight, Leroy. They are the lone game.
Later.
Last night in the NHL, we had the Hurricanes move on. They closed out the Capitals gentlemanly. 3-1 in game five. So they are awaiting the winner of the Panthers and Blue Leafs. The Jets, they staved off elimination last night. 4-0 win over the Stars. So they'll be back at it on Saturday. But tonight, the Panthers, the lone show in town for the hockey world. Now, Paul Maurice, he was asked yesterday in his media session about what the team learned about closeout games and how to close out games. This is what the Panthers head coach had to say about that.
Well, the first lesson was Toronto 2 years ago. We had a 3-0 series lead when Holman wanted it so bad that we tried to make it happen every time we touched the puck. We were just throwing hope plays, and so I think a bit of patience in the game. But if we had any, if you learn something, you usually don't forget it, right? Like if you learn how to tie your shoe 2 years later, you don't forget. But so we thought we learned it 2 years ago, and then forgot it for three straight games in the final last year. So it's nothing you get to keep. It's something that you have to live through, and maybe you recall pieces of it.
Wow. He's so wise.
It just throws that out there like, yeah.
Fair point. He's not wrong. That was terrifying. They did end up finishing off the Leafs in game five in that series he's referring to when they were up 3-0. Then, of course, went on to take on Carolina and swept their ass. But it was one that took four overtimes in game one and an overtime in game two. So, and a 1-0. That was a squeaky cheek series, even for a sweep. There was a lot of all of those games were crazy tight. And I remember I didn't make it through all that four overtime. I slept in the middle of it. I think I woke up in the, I did wake up in the fourth overtime, but I slept through at least 2 and 3.
Hey, there was nothing like the finals. I don't care what nobody says. Being up 3-0.
Now that was squeaky cheeks. That was bad.
And then having to win, what was it? 2-1 filthy?
Hey, man, that was definitely one of those where it was like, what the hell is going on here?
2-1 filthy.
We kept saying,
oh, don't worry about it. We'll get another one. Yeah, that way, we'll get the next one. And we're like, well, at least the game seven's at home.
Oh, man. It was like
that last minute and a half might have been the most nerve-wracking minute and a half that I've ever watched in sports.
Yep.
We're good at
it. But getting that lead in game one was huge. Like it did.
Then of course, yes.
And it was all because I threatened to send Carter Verhaeghe to the Oats.
Of course. Who can forget?
Go again.
Here was Paul Maurice, the Panthers with 17 players that have recorded a goal in the postseason. This is what he had to say on all that depth of scoring.
Well, I'm thinking that we got 26 guys here, so that makes nine guys that are getting chirped pretty hard every day. The goalies feel good, right? Like it, playoff goals especially, but anytime. The goal is what makes you feel good. When you got a guy that's not scoring, it's always the same line of thinking. I don't have my confidence. I don't have confidence. So as a coach, you go, how do I give a guy confidence? Like, score harder. Like, how do you do that? So the fact that you can spread it around, that they're all carrying into a game a belief, a reasonable belief that they can score, because they have. In the last 10 games, they've scored a goal. They feel it. They feel good about where they're at. You can't do much for a guy when he doesn't have that positive feeling. Like, you're getting your chances. Hang in there. But to have a number of guys that come to the ring feeling good about their game is really important.
I literally think they should just sell a podcast of just him speaking. I don't know what the hell he just said, but what he did. but his voice just has a soothingness to it.
It really does. If Mike McDaniel said the same thing, I'd be like, oh, shut up, Mike McDaniel.
Shut up, dude. Paul Maurice just has like, is it bass? Like, what does he have in that voice where just
it's
like
the even keel mellowness of what he's saying, you tend to listen, even though it might be gibberish.
Like, he feels like he's one of those guys, like, if you had a therapist and you sat on the couch, not looking at him, but you just listened to his voice, be like, this guy's got good advice.
Yeah. You know
what he's saying, you know?
He's got a very believable sound to him, right?
When he's not in four-letter mode, do you feel like when guys are in the office, like, he feels to me like he's just, like, looking back at the screen and he's just talking. And, like, do you think that people just, he's like, you think Mackie Samuskevich is ever just sitting there and goes, I can leave? Like, you think he'd even notice? Because he's been giving me hockey philosophy for a good 9 straight minutes and hasn't looked back at me.
He's looking down doing something else but giving words of wisdom.
Evan Rodriguez, Gustav Forsling, and Samuskevich among those who are goalless so far.
And I mean, Rodriguez has been pretty good during the season, so that is a little bit shocking.
And you never know when Gus will come out of nowhere with like 100-mile-an-hour piss whistle goal somewhere. That's usually where he's rocking. Samuskevich has been in and out of the lineup, obviously, as a rook. So,
yep.
But we'll see. Maybe they end. They keep this run going. Maybe everybody gets up on that board before it's all said and done. But a lot of guys. What did you have? 4 guys score their first one last game. That was crazy. Everybody was getting on that score sheet.
I mean, I think that's the most. That's the most important thing. Right, you got so many different guys scoring. I just like, yeah, I'm not upset if somebody doesn't score.
Makes you almost wonder, you know, what's the harm in maybe looking at Gustav Forsling's props tonight, you know, and
ooh,
what it would be for a goal for Gustav Forsling.
Yeah. You want a little looky loo?
Yeah. That just seems like everybody would be sleeping on him right now, and it may have
+800. Spicy.
+800. Not nothing. Nico Mikkola to score again. +1200.
Oh, wow.
Second goal. Can he get a second goal? Second goal. Just a little beep right there on Nico Mikkola.
Just a little. You know, a little something.
Love the polar bear. What's the harm in betting on the polar bear?
Come on. You can bet on Julian Hill for a whole season.
Right, exactly. You know what? It's a great point.
Yeah,
I just think sometimes Nikola he will see the puck and see the guy and go hit the guy instead of chase the puck.
No, there's no doubt he'd rather cross check somebody than score a goal. Like, that's just his mentality. That is. But he plays with the Finns, and the Finns are unselfish. And so, like, if Etu and Lundell see him, you know, set it up again. Could it happen again? I could have it again.
All right.
For +1200, Leroy?
Come on. You don't want to get – I mean, you wouldn't want to get ridiculous, right?
I didn't really think Seth Jones was a scorer, he scored. So
maybe we combine those two?
You just want to go all defensemen. This is what we're going to do again. We're going to call the defenseman parlay. Had a game like that. This seems like bad betting. They just had an all defenseman scoring game.
So but if that would happen, they'd be on a lot of power plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if? But you know, maybe it's an 8-2 night. You know, maybe we go 8-2. two fins,
fins up.
Which two?
It's a good question. We have a lot of them.
That's a fin. That's a loss.
But if let's say if Nico Mikkola and E2 were to score and +5,000, you know, I'm just saying,
woo-hoo!
You know, if we were to go that direction,
+5,000, Leroy, that's value.
That's value, dude.
Come on.
There's a reason why it's +5,000, you knuckleheads.
Mm.
My goodness.
Mm. I mean, we could put Barkey on there and, you know, it'd be +2,500.
You already told me 5,000. You shouldn't have said 5,000. Now it's the standard.
Or we could go Lundell. I mean, if we're going to go finish, we could go Mikkola with Lundell. Same plus 5,000.
Oh, okay. As long as we're there.
Well, it's the Mikkola that makes it.
But let's throw in an assist, huh? You know, like maybe if we threw in an assist with that Tulo Strandon, you know, if we went all fins tonight and went over half an assist, plus 6,000. I mean, we just beef it up a little bit because, I mean, they're on the same line. It's bound to be Los Terrenos.
Exactly. If this guy's going to score, this guy's got to pass the puck, you know?
Right, exactly. Or maybe, do you want to just go points? Should we go points? Because maybe
question. Ooh. Here we go. I'm sorry in advance. If you get a rebound, does the guy that shoot the shot get the assist?
Yeah, if it, like, kicks back to him. What do you mean? Like, off the goalie or off the defenseman?
Teammate? If one guy takes a shot, kick save, kick it right to another Panther, and he makes it, does the guy who shot the original shot get an assist?
Says, the player who initially shot the puck can get an assist if a teammate scores off the rebound.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Tobin, I saw your face. Wait, Marcos. If he was getting ready to explode, if you hadn't given that answer, I could see it in his face. He was getting ready to explode.
He almost made it out of the first hour without one.
He was getting so mad.
what are you concocting there? What's the final verdict on this?
I'm trying to be smart here, right? All right, so we're built off the long shot that is Nico Mikkola's goal, second goal, which is a big long shot because he just scored. It seems.
Yeah.
Silly to bet this, but that's how we're building our long shot, baby.
That's right.
If we go over Los Terrenos points, over half a point.
Well, just 1 point. Easy. Hey.
And Lundell over 1.5 shots, we got plus 2,500.
Can we take a time out? Because can't talk hockey without Leroy without an esoteric Leroy question. First of all, what the hell does esoteric mean? And do you know who you're doing the show with? Are you listening to? Why even put a word like that in the comments? Because now we got to have a question about esoteric.
Esoteric is knowledge that is intended to be understood only by a select few, typically those with specialized knowledge or interest, a.k.a. the person who used that word. I think that was esoteric knowledge because I had no idea what the hell that was previously.
All right.
But I didn't know.
Here's what we got for the Finns.
What we got.
Okay. Hold on. One more. Okay. Froggy?
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, Smeathan. Per Google, esoteric means Leroy's a dumbass.
Nico Mikkola goal.
Okay.
Anton Lundell over 1.5 shots.
Oh, that's easy.
And Etu Los Torino in a goal.
Oh, it's Etu night?
Plus 7,500.
Oh, my God. Hey, put it in.
Hey.
Put that in.
Wow.
$20 can get me $150. Did I do that right?
No, you get more than that. You get $1,500.
Yeah, $1,500. $2 will get you $150.
$2? What? I'll put that in. That's good. That is value. That is the value I look for.
Google must be blocked on Leroy's computer. Are you familiar with how this show works?
Yeah.
If we Googled everything, there'd never be a conversation.
Big word for me, dog.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. That's value. More to come. Get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.